Monster Sci-Fi Show. Again. Right, Gene?
Yes, that's right.
So we're finally back after a long hiatus, if that's how you pronounce it.
Hottest, hottest. Long hiatus.
A hot anus? No, not hot anus.
All right, so now we're parental advisory. It's good. Go. Keep going.
Well, don't worry about it. It's going to be, you know, adult content anyway, splattered all over this podcast. Curse. That's always.
We're nerds and we live small lives and just, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. That's what we do.
I know.
So, for today's podcast, we're going to be talking about a couple of items in the news that since our last podcast. We're going to talk about our trip up to Walt Disney World, in which we had Star Wars Weekend.
The first one. Yes, it was awesome!
Episode one. Except
that was not awesome.
But Jar Jar was there.
Jar Jar Amidus was there. We didn't see him, so that was good. So we didn't embarrass ourselves or him.
No, we did see him. We just ignored him. Anyway, and then
That's why I'm intelligent.
Andy Bubetti.
What's the volume levels? Go ahead. Yes.
Volume. Oh, Jar Jar. All right. So aside from the news, the Star Wars weekend, we're gonna wrap up this podcast with our review and opinions about X-Men. Days of Future Past, which, if we want a quick review and fuck the rest of the podcast,
it was good.
It was fucking awesome. Thank you. So yeah, it was that good. So we'll talk about that more in detail.
Yeah, there will be spoilers ahead because I'm drinking. So I,
or as Gene calls it, Tuesday.
Oh, Don's in trouble. It must be Wednesday.
All right, so let's get on to the first news item, and that's the director of the Ant-Man film with Paul Rudd. Edgar Wright was no longer attached to this project since he was back in 2006 when he was at Comic-Con.
Yeah, so you showed us things at the cons. You were SDCC. You showed us footage. You talked about it. You were excited. And then you left us.
Yeah, which, we don't know the official story still to this day, but we're thinking that it could be, you know, creative differences. That's more than likely, I don't want to say code for other things.
No, it doesn't have to be. If you don't get along, you don't get along. And the idea is the property.
Right.
I'm here. I'm Marvel. I'm Kevin Feige or whoever I am. I'm Gene. But, I mean, you sit there, you know, it's your vision's not quite matching up with mine.
Right.
When Peter Gunn gets to do Guardians of the Galaxy and sure. Sure, but your vision doesn't quite match with mine. But I don't know. But Joss Whedon, that's the only thing I can point at. Joss Whedon left Wonder Woman after 2 years of work.
Right.
And
we get Avengers.
Yeah, so I can't
Hopefully, and in the news that Eckert is now working on Kolchak.
Yes.
The Night Stalker with Johnny Depp. So that could be a blessing in disguise. And I'm a big fan of Night Stalker when back in the 70s that was on TV. So
I vaguely know what that is, and I'm a bigger fan of that than I am Ant-Man. So, okay.
Now, are you upset that Paul Rudd's in it, or you don't care?
I like Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is like the everyday actor.
Right.
He can do anything. He's not like Ryan Reynolds, who mildly offends you.
Oh, jeez. I thought it would not say his name. He should not be named.
Come on, he did the proposal.
Proposal actually, I mentioned was good. Was
you
one of the
see
few
Sandra Bullock's
which is
parts
bounces out because I like Sandra a lot. And Gravity was like,
She won me a Demolition Man.
Yeah, exactly. Speed.
Yes.
So, but again, Ryan Reynolds is just someone just pissed on his career. Like
But you want to like him. You do. You don't believe it. You saw him in Blade 3. He was okay in Blade 3.
He was up. He was
waiting.
Great.
He was
up
okay
to that
and
point. Even when he sold that whole Green Lantern oath at the convention.
Oh my God, that was the most amazing thing.
And
the kid asked him.
Right, exactly.
He knew it. He knew. He didn't forget.
And that's exactly what we wanted. Unfortunately, it's not the movie that we wanted. So that's.
I don't understand how it could go so bad. I watched the Man of Steel documentary, the commentary. Thanks to you, Monty. Thanks for lending me that. And I was like, okay, so I don't understand. Michael Sheen is in a jester costume, has a computer-generated armor thing, and that works. And yet, Ryan Reynolds and the Green Lantern things 3 or 4 years before, just, no, don't do that. Focus on the story. The story is the... Okay.
It was just really too painful to watch.
But it's not his fault. That's my point. It's not his fault.
Well, the thing is...
He picked it. His star.
No. I think when you have a name that's getting up there, your name is going to be like mud. Like, you know, the doctor that treated John Wilkes Booth, how he took care of his patient, but he was the one who killed the president, and now everyone associates that name. Your name is mud. Well, Ryan Reynolds' name is mud, basically, for anything he does, because RIPD was the next one after that. And
yeah,
that was...
For the record, I went to see that for Jeff Bridges. It's a Cogborn.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, he got the Oscar for that, and then he ruined the entire thing.
Which,
you haven't seen True Grit yet. If you haven't seen it,
no,
viewers, listeners, watch True Blood. Watch them both.
Wait, meaning we got more than a viewer and a listener, or they're one and the same?
Are blind people listening to this? I'm not sure.
Well, it's a podcast, so the
course you can listen. I know I've got like two or three friends listening to this. That
you have friends?
Your checks are in the mail. I have a job now.
Although
checks are in the mail. They won't pass this time. Yes.
This time. But looking at I was looking at other Green Lantern properties. The animated series, the first flight.
Yes.
Green Lantern movie. All of them are great. They get the story. They get it right on the money. This movie is just abysmal. On a good day, you know...
But he had Scarlett Johansson.
Had.
Yeah, I know.
Capital H, small a, small d. Had.
Small Scarlett d. That's why they're no longer together.
Small yes, a small d. d. Ba-dum-bum!
Thank you.
Wow, we couldn't have written that better.
Beer helps.
There you go. All right. So, moving on to the next big news item for us, at least, is Batman v. Superman.
Dawn of Justice! Yay! Please see our movie! The Justice League movie is coming next. It's the Dawn of Justice. Why are you so desperate, Warner Brothers? It's a bad title.
Well, I don't care. It's finally here.
I don't know what else you... Just, sorry, Henry Cavill. That would be Batman and Justice League, you know, because we have to catch up.
Yeah. But regardless, Henry got it up the ass. I'm sorry. But you know what? DC had to play catch up anyway.
He's still young. He can do other things.
Yeah, and actually there was a movie or two that he did before Man of Steel.
Straight to DVD.
No. There was, I forgot the name of the damn movie, in which his family is vacationing overseas. He goes for a swim in this ocean. He comes back to his boat, and like they're all missing.
Open water?
No, it's not open water. I remember open water.
The sharks win.
Yeah, the land sharks.
The Jets never had a chance.
Da 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 da
da da da da da. We are the sharks. We are the Jets.
West Side Story.
Thank you.
Wow. Not even a sci-fi reference, but yet still thrown in there.
I still know stuff. The alcohol brings it out. Go ahead, yes.
It brings out your inner...
Musical lover?
Musical lover. Yeah. I don't know how to put... Musical nerd? Yeah. Since you watch Glee.
I like Glee. Glee's about the underdog. I like underdogs.
Not the cartoon.
I do like the cartoon.
You see how we play off that? Because I wasn't talking about the little guy, but the movie and the TV
and
show.
I leaked out that, you know, the underdog. Go ahead. But not the Disney film. That was, oh my god, I bought that for...
I bought that too, and it was okay. Talking
for the kids. It keeps you quiet for 90 minutes while you go and do other stuff with your wife. Okay, so...
And lock the door. What? Yeah. Alright, so... there's a couple other things that I don't think is really worth bringing it up at this point.
Go.
No, because the other thing was the Batman costume that we finally got to see. And I wrote a piece on my blog, which I know no one reads. But anyway, it's the monstersci-fi show.wordpress.com. And basically, a lot of the times we get into this mindset, a lot of fanboys, including myself in this, we get into this kind of knee-jerk reaction to whatever comes out down the internet tubes that day. And then... if we don't like something, we are having a shit fit, and it starts trending on Facebook and Twitter and all this. But in fairness, you know, when we had Batfleck, first arrived to the scene to play Batman, we were all, exactly, that dead silence, and like, what the hell, man?
No, it can work, it can work.
Right, and that's the other thing. Let's go into the X-Men First Class, but when I saw Quicksilver's outfit, the picture that they had of each cast, I forget which...
Empire,
thank you. Empire had a cover of every single X-Men character, and we see Quicksilver, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? That has got to be the worst piece of it's like a silver jacket, and I'm like, his hair is silver. And
goggles,
I'm like,
earphones, yes.
No, don't... Oh my god, it was like the worst thing ever.
And yet...
It was the best thing. No, it was the best thing. Not that X-Men wasn't great. I mean, it was fantastic. But if there was going to be a scene that you want to talk about and tell your friends, oh my god, that was the scenes. Quicksilver, fucking amazing. I really was happy with that. But
the actor, it's not just him. It was the whole direction, the story,
right.
The plot, the effects, the patience they had
right.
to film all that. I mean, that took weeks.
Right. And basically, again, we're taking stuff out of context. So when we see Ben Affleck in the bat suit next to the Batmobile, I was fine with it. And I know fans were not. But again, we have to put this in the context of wait till we see the damn movie and then be pissed off about it.
I do apologize, listeners, the three of you. We're getting kind of microcosmic here.
Yeah.
But the idea is, you know, I don't like it when rumored this. Johnny Storm going to be black in the African-American, what have you, in the Fantastic Four reboot. I don't care unless it's confirmed. I don't care unless they're filming.
Right, but it is confirmed.
We'll see what happens.
Right,
I don't know.
But it's not that big of a deal that if a character is a different color. I mean,
Family.
No.
Familia.
You can have half-brothers. You can be adopted. You know, there's no big deal. Alicia, who was Ben Grimm's girlfriend in the comics, was black and in the movies, but she was white in the comics.
Yes. Family, I don't know. It's going to throw me off a little bit, but I'm sure we can spin it because it's the year. The 21st century. I did love your comment when the 20th century logo came up during the X-Men Future Passing. That's so last century. That was funny. I like that.
But Heimdall in the Thor movie, his character is white in the comics, and he was black. I had no problems with that. So I think we have to just kind of get past the stigma of a color of someone's skin that is going to be affecting the character. Now, if the movie sucks, that sucks on its own, not because of that little change. I mean, Starbuck is now a female in the Battlestar Galactica series that was a male role. So if we do gender, if we do race swap, as long as it works, I don't care.
And I do apologize. I don't mean to sound racist or anything. I'm not. It's just strange to me. The idea is that, you know, Fantastic Four is Marvel's first family.
Right.
You know, and they're all kind of Anglo. I don't mind mixing, but it's just a little strange. And fine, you can spin it.
Right.
And I'm not going to say anything. Just my gut reaction is, oh, that's a little strange.
Granted, I give you that. I understand that.
I'm not trying to say that's not going to work. I'm just like, that's a little weird. And yet,
no, because we've grown up to have our mindset on the way it was been portrayed before. So we have this model in our head. So if you change it, yeah, it kind of
fucks with... That's my protest with Man of Steel.
Right.
Man of Steel is hopeful. Beautiful. Well, not Man of Steel. Well, Man of Steel is hopeful. Superman is hopeful. You know, Boy Scouty, which I didn't get in Man of Steel. But
right.
That's another
right.
point. Go ahead.
But the other concept that I have about the superhero movies is like, who's black? That's a superhero on a big screen.
Blade. Back in the 80s?
Well, no. It was 90s. 90s, like early 2000s.
Love Blade.
Okay. That's it. What other superhero that I've seen?
Carl Weathers in Predator?
He was not a superhero.
My God.
He got his arm chopped off. He died for your sins,
Action
man.
Action Jackson.
Oh, God. But that's
Shaft.
He wasn't a Shaft, was he?
No, Shaft was a superhero. Kind of.
No, he wasn't. He was a private dick.
I'm talking about Shaft. You can't
shut your mouth. All right. So going back to the whole issue with There are no minority characters.
I'm looking.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for some...
You don't have any... In among the references of all your DVDs, you're looking for one superhero that's black? Really? You don't have one.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar's not a superhero.
He was black. Played black.
But that's the thing.
Okay. Mufasa.
Mufasa? Like James Earl Jones?
Yes.
Really?
Darth Vader.
I know Darth Vader.
Darth Vader is a superhero.
To who? Oh, God, Gene. Moving on.
Sorry, go.
On that note, okay, we don't have minority superheroes, right?
Right.
We don't have female superheroes yet. And that's where I think DC needs to kind of jump on the bandwagon.
They can't.
Well, they're going to be doing Wonder Woman in the Batman Superman movie anyway.
That's going to be her cameo, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, but that's going to be the first at least.
Dorks, take pictures. Take those pictures of Google of the images of Gal Gadot as soon as you can, and
or complaining that she's too skinny. I'm like, you know, knock it off. Really, she'll fill out the suit.
Like Fiora did in Man of Steel.
Or however way she's going to wear that suit. So just wait, you know. Don't make the judgments so quickly.
Your boobs will be pushed up. They'll be fine.
That's all we care about anyway.
No.
That and the lasso.
The soul inside. The woman inside.
No. But still, I think there needs to be a change that Marvel needs to... Marvel needs to change its game plan and make it so that you have more integrated characters that are... color, that are female, that are represented fully, because we're not always seeing our white male superheroes.
You're gonna see green in August.
I don't know if I'm gonna be seeing Guardians of the
Galaxy.
You're
gonna watch it like I am.
On my iPad.
Arr.
Not even R. It's
too
just...
farty.
I'm streaming in the wind.
Live streaming.
Live streaming.
Came up with that. Yeah. That was. We're going to go to the bathroom at the Star Wars weekend thing. Yeah, I'm going to do some live streaming. You go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So, all I'm saying is that there needs to be female representation.
The world is never going to be balanced.
It needs... If
Star Wars is not balanced.
You were going to bring balance to the Force. You were the chosen one.
Keep going. You're supposed to destroy them. Not join them.
Yeah.
Haven't watched that in a while, I'm sorry.
And is there a reason to?
No.
Well. So all I'm saying is that regardless of how we see superheroes, how we imagine them in our heads and what we read of them, you can allow certain things to happen that will not fuck up the continuity of the characters. I mean, the exception here, Miles Morales is now a Spider-Man in the Ultimate Universe, which is a different character. He's not playing...
And he's crossing over to 616.
I know.
Which, the regular Marvel Universe.
And that's a nerd response right there.
I know, I'm a
because
nerd.
That's...
I'm a dork. I'm not that smart. I just seem smart.
SM smart. SM art.
SMRT. I am so smart. SMRT. Thank you, Homer Simpson.
But it's not a black character playing Peter Parker. It's a different person altogether. And that's fine.
And don't forget that I think this year they're going to be doing the whole explosion of this Spider-Man.
Yeah, the
which is every single Spider-Man's going to be in.
Yeah, so it's like Batman Incorporated, but Spider-Man Incorporated.
Batman Incorporated.
I know, but you know what? They have to expand that universe if Sony wants to keep its license.
No, it's comic books.
I know, but Sony is going to have to do the exact same thing to expand their universe. Because honestly...
That would be interesting. I would like to see Miles Morales.
They have to.
Frick Peter Parker. Let's do Marvel. Forget the Sinister Six movie. Sinister Six movie. Forget the Venom movie.
Sinister Six?
Do Miles Morales.
Sinister Six?
Wow. Go ahead. Point it out. Go ahead.
No, but that's the thing. If you do Sinister... I got your tongue now. If they do the Sinister Six movie, fine. That's villains. But you still have the same one hero. So you really need to kind of expand the whole Amazing Friends aspect and have other characters.
Spider-Man is Amazing Friends.
He had two, and that's more than we've seen on a big screen. So, you know, why not put in Iceman and Firestar and Mrs. Tiger? Or is it Miss Tiger?
Miss Tiger.
Miss Tiger. I didn't know she got married.
Wow, that's very nice. I like that.
Of course.
You threw that in. That's beautiful.
I love the dog.
I have the action figure.
I'm sure you did.
The Mary Jane figure. Very hard to find. Marvel. Nice.
Yeah. $30. I love that little balance. And it was fine. Except when they did that X-Men cartoon crossover. And Wolverine is with the Aussie accent.
You know, I've been watching Spider-Man on Netflix. And there were some episodes that I've never seen.
Really?
And there's a reason. I watched them recently. I thought, oh my God, that's terrible writing. God, what's happening? Okay.
But is it worse than what we've seen with the X-Men crossover?
What, the X-Men crossover to the Next Generation universe?
Oh, well, no, it's just the first introduction of the X-Men where you have...
Yeah, Wolverine's Australian.
Right.
He's
and
a fruit.
And then Cyclops says, "Oh, it's the Juggernaut." And he has that weird voice that's
Look,
little...
it was colored in China. The color everyone's off. Let's just keep moving on because we can just dork out about
so
this.
They were not necessarily meeting the minds. They just did it for whatever.
You gotta pay the rent.
Exactly. Okay. So, all I'm saying, put shit together the right way. Know your demographics is changing. So your shit should be reflecting of that.
Well, that's the weird thing. The hard thing is, how do you... I think, again, 2009 Star Trek movie did it the best I've ever seen.
Right.
You don't want to piss off the hardcore fans, which you are one of them, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you do that? You like a laser scalpel. You sit there and you have something happen before you even met the characters.
Right.
And then you create a completely different timeline, which we're used to because we're sci-fi fans.
Right.
You seal off that universe... Set it adrift, and then you create your own. Right. That was the most brilliant thing. And thank God, I'd like to thank Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale for their explanation in Back to the Future 2 for really cementing that in my head.
Alternate 1985.
Yes. And then the chalkboard thing, Christopher Lloyd, thank you so much for letting me understand time travel in such a coherent way. It stuck with me.
Except for that hoverboard crap. I'm not going to get over that.
Fooled your daughter.
Oh, my God. Nevermore. You're damned, Christopher Lloyd. You're just damned.
Really?
Yes, he is. All right.
Thank
so,
you, Poe.
Let's move on to our Star Wars weekend. So, we attended the first week of Star Wars weekend in Epcot. Not Epcot.
Would you like me to explain?
Hollywood.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
Hollywood Studios. I got you up at 3 in the morning. We started driving at 3 in the morning. We're in Miami, Florida, in case you fans want to find us and destroy us. We're here in Miami, Florida.
Or put us out of our misery. Either way.
5 in the morning, 3 in the morning, excuse me, got you up. We started driving. Got there just at 8.
Literally, yeah.
8 a.m.
And we got there to get the second-to-last pass.
Four?
Fast pass to get Ashley Eckstein. And
lovely young lady.
If you don't know who Ashley is,
she is Ahsoka, I think, on
Ahsoka
the,
Tano from the Clone Wars series. Which
she lives.
She does.
That's what her shirt says. The photo. I don't know.
Oh, because I haven't seen the last season.
Recently we watched Clone Wars the movie,
which I know you hate it.
No, it was on your birthday.
No. It was on my birthday, which is great, and I was fine with that.
I like Jabba's son. It's cute.
Yeah, but the whole other... Why is
Jabba's
he talking?
Brother? Oh, my God!
Why is he talking like Truman Capote? Like, come on. I don't need to have the kind of southern drawl Jabba, you know, talking this way. You know, like,
it was disturbing.
He has the vapors. What the hell, Jabba?
That means she's farting.
I know.
That's very cordial, but yeah.
Yeah. But we got to get the second to last fast pass for her autograph, which we'll talk about that in a moment.
Now, my important thing, though, Monty, I've been to Star Wars Weekends before.
Right, and I've been there too, but not
years ago.
Way long before they've done
For someone who could not appreciate it. I was very excited to go with you because you are a fellow nerdist like myself. I was glad because you have a family.
Right.
And I wanted to get you, not away from you. You love your family. You're a good father. You're a great father.
No, I needed to get away from them.
But the idea was to get you out and, you know, Monty, what do you want to do?
No, it's a guys' weekend. And we've done this a couple of times, but,
yeah, but
not
like
for
that.
Like the, yeah.
I overpacked. Hey, there's 48 sodas in there.
And how many waters?
24 waters. Did they overpack? Yeah, Gene. Are we good?
And
yeah,
a huge-ass cooler. What came in handy.
Yeah, but the second day, I'm going to fill the cooler with ice now.
So this one, when we get out of the park, it's nice and cold.
That was my fantasy, and I got that.
You did.
But I got to go, like, all right, I'm bored. I'm going to go refill my water bottle with beer.
Now they'll never know.
And they didn't. They didn't know.
So one of the first stops we did was the Darth Maul, which is the...
Thank you. Thanks to my sister.
Oh, yeah.
Who financed our trip.
Quote, unquote, Gene's sister. And the air quotes are really going up in the air because, you know, for a while, I never believed that Gene had a sister.
Monty's known me for 20 years. He never met my sister.
I think only until the past...
like 2 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago. Finally got to meet her. So I figured, you know, he's got to be putting me on. He's going through this whole elaborate charade.
She's got a 12-year-old child.
He has a 12-year-old child who calls him uncle.
No, doesn't call me uncle anymore. More disrespectful. Calls me Yui.
Yui?
Which is, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's terrible.
But, you know, he updates her Facebook page. And then she paid for one of the hotel nights. So she could shop for her sister on the first day of Star Wars weekend.
Here's $100 for the hotel room. Here's $340 to buy my stuff.
And then he calls her on Skype in real time. Okay, what about this item here? And goes around the whole mall picking out items for her, which I know she exists, but you know, I'm just having
you
fun.
You did the same thing with your wife.
No, I did it with my wife because I was like, Jen, this is what we have.
This is the craziness that Gene's doing.
Yeah, which was fine. But honestly, it was a bit of a letdown because they didn't have a lot of stuff that I like.
The merch has been better before, yes.
Yeah, I was not impressed by it. And I'm assuming that the next year or two, when the next movie comes out, stuff is going to be much better than what we saw today or back then. So
Monty, tell me, what was your impressions of the Star Wars weekend? I've done a few times. I was very happy that Disney went pretty much all out with all the characters. Mind you, we are not photogenic people. We didn't stand in line for an hour, hour and a half for this stuff, but
yeah,
it was all around us.
No, I was really happy to see...
And the children. The children were happy.
The characters walking around, taking pictures, even getting the autograph, it was all included because of our pass. And I'm like, normally when we go to a convention, you want an autograph, you're going to pony up extra money for that one person. And here, I think you had so much more access.
You paid over $100 if this is your first time to be in this park.
Right, of course. But in fairness, it's a lot more enjoyable as an experience. So when I go up, the last weekend...
You're
going
to take your kids.
Everyone's going, including my wife. And this is going to be our kind of our little summer vacation. But I think they have a better time than actually going up to MegaCon or... for a Supercon. Not to say that they're not enjoyable, but in this kind of open air environment, it's a lot more open and inviting, and it's all included. Not
except for the drinks.
I don't care
for
about
the food.
That's all for you. The drinks are on you.
I'm sorry, you spent as much as I did on food.
No, that's all I was doing.
I didn't eat. All I did
all
was smoke
was
and drink.
I know, but I was just doing the food because that's all I was going to do. I wasn't going to buy anything because I was going to come back here up there a couple more weeks
later.
And
I'm sorry you didn't get your hat.
Well, yeah. But, again, I'll get it later. So, but that's... I normally don't buy shit for myself. I buy stuff for other people.
You should take care of yourself, Mr. Lopez.
Mr. Lopez. Is that what you're going to call me now? Yeah. All right. So, aside from that, we did the Darth Maul. We did Star Tours, which was enjoyable. I think...
Yeah, you're... Oh, I've been here before. It's a random thing.
No, but the Ewok... Kashyyyk. Planet. I've been there before, but not the ending that they showed.
Right, which we were Coruscant.
Yeah, so I saw that was new to me, so that was kind of cool.
I've done it all. I go to Disney a lot more than I really talk about, don't I?
The Star Wars parade I enjoyed immensely.
I was glad you were like, "Let's go, Gene." I'm like, no, let's stay here. We're surrounded anyway. I'm glad you and. My God, Monty, you were such a social media... I'm going to call you a whore. Your iPod was out most of the time. I'm trying to quit smoking, but on this trip, I've gone through some rough times recently, so I've smoked my cigarettes. But you had your iPad up most of the time.
Yeah, but I was taking pictures and posting them.
And
so
you were happy. And you laughed a lot.
There was this one picture.
Describe. Please describe.
No, and you were telling me about this after the fact, because I didn't see this, but somehow...
There was a very lovely, attractive young woman with a...
She was holding this flag, and I forget what color the design of the flag was, but at one point, as she's passing by us, I must have snapped a picture, and then when Gene told me about this woman, after the fact, and I looked, oh, look, I got her picture, and then I noticed this one guy in the audience was looking at her ass, and everyone else was looking at the parade, and it's the funniest shot that I think I took in the whole trip, and I will be posting a lot of the pictures, actually different pictures that I did on Facebook already, but that one shot is just hysterical to me because it's obvious. I mean, we're all guys, but yeah, we would have been doing the exact same thing, but he got busted.
20 years ago! Same thing! We just have these interests.
He got busted. Wow, yeah. And he was just not like even casual. He was like, no, staring. Damn.
Staring.
Looking at that ass.
That's funny. You left that like 25 minutes after you saw that the first time.
Yeah.
You were just deserting your iPad laughing. Like, what's... Oh, okay.
Yeah, because a lot of the shots that I had taken, they were like good shots, but someone's hand was in the way, so I had to do a lot of freaking cropping around. So it made my pictures better, because from my angle, it was just kind of, ugh, it sucked. But that picture of her as and him looking at it was so brilliant, and that was... One of my happiest moments is capturing that one moment. So,
moving on. What else did we do? Did you enjoy? We saw Maleficent,
which was great. 3D. Well, a part of it was in 3D, which is the last part. That's like the trailer in 2D, and then a scene or two in 3D, which I had asked my wife if she wanted to see Maleficent in 3D, and she was like, "Yeah, I can do without." But honestly, I think
you might need it. Fairies scare me. I still have nightmares. Three fairies.
I know,
one,
but
the blue one, the green one.
But honestly, I think in an environment like this, and I saw Godzilla yesterday in 3D. I think there's only a few movies that the 3D enhances the effect. Avatar was the perfect movie in which you needed
Avatar,
that environment.
It's groundbreaking.
Right. You needed that environment to feel like the character in this new environment, and you have this sensory overload of images. I think fantasy films can work. Sci-fi maybe a little too much, but like with Godzilla, I needed to have that action in my face, literally.
I don't know. My opinion, again, is it was originally filmed in 3D.
Right.
If it was originally filmed in 3D,
right,
I will consider it. If
right.
it was converted, I
That's
will not
different.
Do it.
Right.
G.I. Exactly. Joe Retribution, no.
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans,
right,
or whatever, no.
Yeah, don't convert. Do it or don't do it.
But then what do we feel about the Star Wars trilogy, although they've stopped doing that?
I saw the first one, The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, and I'm like, it didn't do anything. So if there was a moment for the battle scene...
You saw The Phantom Menace again.
No, and I took my kids to see it. And, you know, if there was going to be a moment like, okay, this is the payoff. I went through the whole movie. I want to see some action fighting, the dueling and all that.
I want to see the Death Star blow up, not a Federation ship.
It sucked. So it was not impressive.
I always think it's funny that you know, the moment that Darth Maul's and Qui-Gon G and Obi-Wan are there, and they look at Padme. We'll take care of this. And then they have that 15-second thing.
Samurai, let's take off the robes.
I'm like, no, bitch, that's when you
shoot him. Right. You don't wait to get the lightsabers out. Shoot his ass. Indiana Jones did it. You know, the sword fighting.
Oh, yeah. Han Solo and Indiana Jones did it.
Yeah, so don't wait. That's when you kill him. So, aside from that, what else did we do? Okay, let's talk about Ashley.
Ah, yes.
So, we came around to our time to meet her.
Now, again, I purposely drove us there early because I knew there'd be fast passes for the celebrities.
Right. And
we got there just at the nick of time.
But literally, it was like 8 o'clock, and that's when the park opens, and the passes were already gone. So I'm like, how many passes did it give out?
And the Darth Maul was already an hour line.
Right, to begin with. So by the time we got there, again, like 8:02,
yeah,
8:03.
But they were like, anyone want Ashley? Anyone want Ashley?
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Like, who's Ashley?
And I grabbed her because I knew who she was.
You didn't get to touch her, but you grabbed her. Okay.
I grabbed the last, second to last ticket.
She was very kind to us.
Yeah, she was.
And my favorite part was, I get anxious. I know you're nothing. You're lucky. You're lucky. You're talented. Your talents got you somewhere. That's great.
Right. But you start getting worked up, and I know you were trying to psych yourself up to kind of be
enthusiastic.
Yes. About
there
it.
Is there is a an acting aspect to that.
Right.
Because I don't know what the heck I'm gonna say. I liked your work in Clone Wars. I don't remember.
Yeah. And that's the same reason why I kind of get kind of tongue-tied around celebrities. Even though I'm like, oh my God, I would so love to see people. But Denise Crosby, who I have this thing for.
You have a battle. Yeah. That's
right. I don't.
Conflict.
Right. You know, or you and
Xander. Right.
You know.
Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
Brandon Nicholas?
Yeah.
Nicholas Brandon. Other way.
Right. So I kind of have that fear. Not as a I don't know if I can say a fear, but
they're just people.
I know they're just people, but it's like you just
lucky
said.
People.
What are we going to say to them? I like you a lot. You want to be my friend?
Zip up your fly.
I don't think you should be playing with that right now. Put it away. You'll go blind. It's a lightsaber.
Shave your palms.
Shave your palms. But
Ashley was, and now, if she ever listens to this, we're screwed. Because we said, you nuts, we talked about what we're going to say. I had my thing. What did I say eventually? I said something.
No, you talked about her universe.
I bowed. I knew I'd bow.
Right. You always do that.
I know. I'm told I'm Asian. It's not in my blood. But, well, it is in my blood, but I can't stop doing it. I don't even realize I'm doing
it. It's like the midichlorians. It's in your blood.
But your quote was, I think, controversial.
Yeah.
Please announce to our friends.
All right. So my daughter gave me, before the trip, a late Christmas present. Because I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah.
That's how late it was. No, because it was the Star Wars story as written by Shakespeare in a book format. It's a nice hardcover book. And I got it at the library, looked at it like, whatever. But she had bought it and she said, I got this, even though I know mommy said you didn't want it. I still took it with me. So I thought, okay, if I'm going to get an autograph, might as well have him autograph the book. And that'll be like my souvenir for my trip.
Even though she's not mentioned in it, her character isn't in it.
That's not the point.
And she's in the prequels.
Right.
The Clone Wars.
Which is not the point. Because my idea was that if I'm going to go back again.
I had nothing. And they
gave pictures. And which they
they don't normally do that.
Or
they
let you have.
Paying at least $25.
Or you can sign whatever you want. I'll sign it. They don't normally do that.
Yes.
Exactly. Here.
Can you lift up a shirt?
Sign my testicle. What? No.
Can I give you a testicle?
Here.
Are you ticklish?
There we go. But my thing was like, I'm going to have her sign the book. All right.
Your quote.
But how am I going to present the book to this person who I barely know any information?
Star Wars book.
Right.
And you chose to choose a quote from what movie?
Well, it's a variation from a Star Trek movie, which was from Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. In which, is it Klang?
Klang.
Okay. That said the line to...
is it Klang or General Chang?
Chang.
Chang.
That he said...
Klang is from
Star
Trek 3.
You never heard true Shakespeare until you heard it in the original Klingon.
That's not quite
Or something
the
to the variation.
The variation.
Whatever it is, it was arrogant on his part to say, your guy sucked until you heard it in our language. And I thought, that's a great line. I love that in the movie, the arrogance of that character. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to play around that line. So, you've never read Star Wars until you read it in original Shakespeare or something to that effect.
And what did I say to you when you said
you
were going to
bet me $5 that she's going to get the reference?
She wasn't going to get the reference.
Was going to get the reference and pay me
$5. No.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't going to get the reference.
No, that's what I'm saying. That if she's going to get the reference, you were going to pay me $5.
Yes, I would.
Right.
If she got that, yes.
Right. So, I set the lines. And then she looked at the book.
And there's a silence.
It's like, why have not I read
why
this?
Why have I seen this book before?
Why have
I read
it before?
It was
and I'm
great.
Like,
it was very nice and sweet. Like, well, let's pull something nice out of this.
Yeah.
Said that. I did my thing. You mentioned the monster sci-fi
show. Yeah, which was my backup plan. So, yeah, so we're doing a podcast.
We got a picture with it together, which
we got a picture together, which I'll be posting.
And she said, I think I've heard of you guys. She never heard. I was like, you're one of the three?
And she was being kind.
She was very great. She was great.
So I'm not knocking her because no one else listens to our podcast, so why should she? I mean, she's busy. But, you know.
Thank you, Jenny Lorenzo, for ignoring us. Thank you, Aggressive Comics, for just. Thanks, yeah. I mean, I was happy to give her the quick money because I had it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah.
But, so, you know. My great moment of insight or I thought brilliance didn't pay off at all. So it was just like.
And you never gave me the $5.
I didn't say I was going to pay you $5. You were going to pay me $5 if she got the quote. We never came up with it. What happens if?
I know, that's true.
So.
Because I knew I was going to lose that one.
So fuck you.
Well, I knew I was going to win, but. Before. Whatever.
But we had that moment. Like, she could get it. And if she got it, oh my God, you would have fucking pissed in your pants.
I would have.
Yes, you would have. Right in front of her.
I would have, like, please marry me. What do you want? Because a girl that understands dorkisms, Monty, geekisms.
Right.
The pop culture girl. And not only
that.
Rare.
And not only that, but do a mashup on that shit to kind of get that in context.
But, you know, I talked about her fashion line. My sister was
interested
in
her universe, which is actually great. Yeah. I like her stuff. I can't wear it.
Neither can I.
Because it's her universe, not him universe.
You
are. Or he universe.
You do have a lovely young lady that in your.
No, I got two. Actually, three. Really? Yes. I can get my cat dressed up. Dress her up in Han Solo and go pew, pew, pew. Meow, meow, meow.
Wait, what was it? Cats with lightsabers?
Lasers. Fire my laser.
All right, moving on. So then what do we do?
We were tired. We were tired, so tired that the whole day.
You had a pork shank?
Oh my God, it was disgusting. It was like the most greasiest thing because they would give me like a weird
that was, plate. I didn't understand that. I've had that pork shank before, but at the
but it was filled with fat.
I know.
And it was congealed. And it was hot, congealed fat that I was biting into. And after a while, like...
I just sat there watching you eating my carrot sticks and celery.
Yeah. So, again...
That's unfortunate.
So, how does that feel in your stomach?
I carrot sticks, celery, three beers, and popcorn that day.
Yeah.
And, like, 19 cigarettes.
Yeah, so I had the shake. The fuck? There are no shakes in
the. You got shake. You had the. I think you had a pizza. Or that was the next day.
No, the pizza there, and excuse me.
You're reliving the meal. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what else. It was just crap that we ate the whole day.
But you kept eating. I was like, we're trying to save money.
For what?
But I did buy. I bought it $3.95 for a freaking.
Oh my God, that freaking ball.
A ball.
For a drink. Just so he can drink it and be lit up as he's drinking it.
I like drinking. And it was on vacation. I'm allowed to do that.
And you like having things lit up like balls.
No, not like that.
But it's weird because I asked you, can you change the battery? And you said it's sealed. So once that ball goes out with juice, it's no going back to light it up again.
No. But it's a neat souvenir. I'm pretty happy with it.
And how much was it again?
$13.95 for the drink. But I didn't want that drink, so I paid an extra few dollars to get another drink.
Just to get the
ball.
And
then I tipped, so it was like $18.
Wow.
For this ice cube thing.
Which, if you can't see it on the podcast... It's a pointless, but it's basically a Death Star that's green.
It'll last for a few months.
For a while. Until Luke comes along and blows it up.
I must have many parties to put in drinks.
So...
It helps my midichlorian levels, I understand.
Really? To do what?
Lift things off.
Clean your lightsaber? Or is it the polish
my
the lightsaber?
My lightsaber is plenty clean, thank you.
This one's stronger than before. Oh.
So then, what were you impressed with? Let's close this.
Well,
for the Star Wars weekend, what
one of the things that I started laughing about.
Yes,
and you had to go to the car because you, after Darth Maul, all the items you bought for your imaginary sister, you had to go to the car to put it away. So I was watching the show with the stormtroopers. No. But that was the one thing. I was like, I was waiting for something to happen. Basically, you had these two stormtroopers. on a stage, talking to the audience every once in a while, and then they would stop.
The music would play,
and I'm like, okay, something's going to happen. Nothing's happening! The music fades out, and the two stormtroopers start talking again, and start talking to the audience. I'm like, what's the point of this? I don't get it. I mean, it's not that it wasn't funny, but I'm like, it's got to be building towards something, and it never did.
That recording, or similar recording, is done every year in the morning when the tourists are waiting to get in line, and they're doing that stuff on top of the ticket kiosk.
Right. Which,
but this year they didn't do it.
They weren't there.
And nor was there a Hollywood hoopla.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the final fireworks that we got to see?
I love the fireworks. Unfortunately,
we didn't hear the music.
We didn't hear the music. That was the only
too
sad
far
part.
Away.
Although one of the pictures looked like one of the Death Stars being blown up. So I thought that was kind of funny.
The little ring inside.
Yeah.
The special edition.
Yeah. So special edition fireworks. They go back in and re-edit.
Why do we know this?
but
competent sane people know this, and yet you were able to reproduce. This is why I don't get to.
But what was the line that we said at the end of the fireworks?
Great shot, kid. That was wonderful. Now let's go home. That's how I was like, all right, I'm tired.
You know, and then there was a bunch of other people around us, and they were also laughing at the joke too. But
it's all about timing, baby.
It was just brilliant, really, really brilliant. One of the other things was weird. We were doing the Fantasmat.
I'd never done that before.
Fantasmic.
That was my
Fantasmic.
Request. I've never done it before.
Right.
I was going to call it orgasmic.
Fantastic orgasmic.
Yeah.
Just not. Because you have to
sit for an hour and a half. And watch nothing happen.
Although there was a rocket launch from Cape Canaveral,
yes,
that we saw, and I'm like, "What? But isn't that the missile that is going on to the probe to find Picard? And then for like 5 minutes, he gets a probe stuck in his head because we're all gonna be inner light Star Trek reference. I guess not. Okay.
Yeah, you're on your own there.
And then what happened, and you just told me this just a little while ago, that you and I were just talking about whatever, you were having a good time.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me announce this. Monty and I are obnoxious snobs at times, and we're just trying to amuse ourselves, and we don't care who hears it. When we went on this trip, we were just talking punchline after punchline, saying it at fairly loud decibel levels. So we're there doing, what was it, Philharmonic, Phil?
No, the Fantasmic.
Fantasmic. And we're just saying crap for an hour and a half. And sometimes people around us would giggle or snicker. But then I swear, I heard clear as day, God, why would this guy shut up? Because we're not even talking to each other.
Right.
We're just saying random things.
And I'm like, really?
Now, mind you, we have been up for over 24 hours, so... You know,
yeah,
leak out. But it was funny. I had a good time. I was like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
But it was complimented by a punchline I got when I was saying randomly.
Yeah. So, all in all, I thought the first day, the Star Wars weekend was great. I mean, we're tired as hell.
Good time. I was glad to go with you, Monty.
Yeah. And then we did Epcot the next day. And we did a couple of things.
You did Mission Space for your first time. How was Mission Space, Monty?
I will never do Mission Space ever again. I'm not one for rides that go around in circles for no apparent reason. But this one, you're in a booth, so you really have no idea that you're going around in a circle. Provided you listen to Gary Sinise's advice. Look forward. Don't look left. Don't look right.
Back.
Put your head all the way back. Don't do any. Listen to what I'm saying to you. So I'm paying very close attention because I'm like, oh my God!
That was exactly how you sounded.
Oh my God! I've never felt so sick. I actually took the damn barf bag after the ride was over with me, just an off chance because I was feeling that sick. But I will say, it's a hell of a ride.
I did
enjoy it. The slingshot around the moon, really fucking cool. Didn't see any Transformers though. Because we're on the dark side.
Yeah, but the whole thing. Oh, God, grab the joystick. Pull back. Pull forward.
Go harder. And then, of course, we crash landed on Mars, blah, blah, blah. So we all survived. like as if it was going to end any other way.
So you got the ride on Test Track, the revised Test Track. How did you find that?
Loved Test Track. Always do. And this was even more much. It was.
So you liked the update?
It was a lot more fun. And really hitting that bankman, the last part, over 60 miles, that was impressive. I loved it. I didn't have any, so I was aerodynamic. Whoosh! We did...
Captain EO!
Captain EO. Oh, my God.
They brought it back again. It was never going to leave.
It's been years and years and years. The last time I saw this, and I was telling Gene this, is that I had my old video recorder. And I was trying to record it and then take it home. And I stole the glasses. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to show my mom this and show the glasses. And it didn't do anything. It was all blurry and out of focus. So it was just a waste of time.
Who dare retract the sale?
And I'm like, I thought I'd never get to see this again. I am so glad that I got to see this in the original 3D. Well, actually 4D, because that actually, I don't remember some of the effects being in there.
Well, they didn't spray us the water.
Right.
Because they usually assume when you get spit with water.
Right, but
mist when they crash.
Right,
they
didn't do that. The seats were kind of jumping up and down a bit.
A little bit, supposedly.
So it was kind of a nice effect, and you actually got kind of teary-eyed because of...
I was surprised that happened. I was like, Michael Jackson's gone. And, you know, you watch something that's nostalgic to you, you haven't seen in years, and you're brought back there. It's like, well, I don't get to see this all the time.
Right, and it's after Thriller, I think, that this was made, so it still has that old Michael Jackson look that we all recognize, not later on. So we're kind of like... Part of our childhood back in high school, we still remember Michael Jackson being the biggest thing that was out there. And this was at his height. So I totally get it.
Yeah, for me, I was like, I recently read an IMDb thing. That's Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
And she's still not kind of hot, but okay.
Oh, forget it. I still find her
you
hot.
You still find her hot. Okay.
As my wife said, always, who didn't I find hot? I find everyone hot. Okay. There's always something in everyone.
There is.
No matter how...
Beauty in every soul.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make...
Just not always available or not wanting to talk to you or be close to you.
Yeah.
Or touch you. That's how it goes.
With or without a restraining order.
But
you know?
The funny thing was, after the Captain EO movie, lights started to come up. What did the narrator say? That was so funny.
Welcome back to 2014! Which was probably the best line.
But it was the most droning line. And now, welcome back to 2014.
I mean, it is dated, but you know what? Screw it. It was a good time.
And then we had, we went to Paris.
Before that, we did.
Your fish and chips.
My fish and chips.
I got my wine gums and my jelly babies, which I'm required to do by as a fan of Doctor Who.
Yeah, without the scarf. And then we hit the Paris section.
I've never seen that movie before, and I really enjoyed it. Didn't understand the narrator or the introducer guy. Welcome to my country.
Of course, we're all making fun of that.
His feet.
He's talking like a frog. What?
Is he using soap? I don't know.
No, that's the women. What? No, but it's one of my favorite exhibits to go to, just because
the music. You like the music.
The opening number, or the second to the opening, there's a piece of music that starts off over like this river scene, and there's countless times in which I ask for the information. Oh, I have it. And I know that piece of music. And it's one of the French composers. It's not Claude Debussy. It's another composer that I'm blanking out on. And then I lose my information. I get really pissed off.
You knew it, though. You got it.
I knew. I got the information. Even before the internet came out, I got the information. And then I lost it.
It's like from Beauty the Beast, I think.
Right, exactly. Which is borrowed from there. And then it was funny because you started doing the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And then I had that earworm. Da na na, da na na, da na na na. And it was stuck in my head. And I'm like, I actually would want to see Hunchback of Notre Dame, even though I hated the trailer when he. And it's just like the rough pencil sketch, so it wasn't like the full color one. So you have Quasimodo sliding down the rail. And then he breaks out in song, and I'm like, this has got to be the worst piece of shit ever. How can this be fun? And yet, it blew me away.
It's my favorite.
It really blew me away. Because
I was Stitch.
I was not expecting to like it that much. So
finally, a Disney villain. I understand. He wants to fuck Esmeralda. Yeah. It makes sense.
Right,
thank
and then
you.
He blames her for it. You know,
Man of the Cloth.
That's yeah. It's an old story. It's old as time.
Yeah, you. Perfect.
And then we went over to it was a new part in the area cafe, at the cafe, which is perfect. And you had like a cheese platter.
I really wish I got more bread. It was really nice.
Yeah, and you got me a creme brulee, which I appreciated that. That was really really good. So I'm definitely gonna bring my kids there. That was just
eat
fantastic.
This, but Daddy, I'm tired. Eat it.
I paid $15 for this. But it's frog's legs. I don't care.
It's got bones. It's weird. It's gray meat.
It's smiling.
So, Kermit, no.
After that, what else did we do? We just kind of hung around.
I think we were tired and you wanted to run, so we went back to the hotel.
Yeah, we went to
the Spaceship Earth.
Oh, yeah, the Spaceship Earth before we headed back. I did my running when we got to the hotel.
I went to Twin Peaks, a lovely establishment in Orlando. I'd never been to it, heard of it. Had a good time.
And not the Twin Peaks from the movie, TV series.
No, it's a Canadian thing where the women are obviously well endowed and they're hired for their beauty, not only their serving skills.
So they're called metaphors. What are they for? They're metaphor something.
Oh, that's good.
Or they're better for
but
something.
I had a good time. I was very respectful. You know, just.
Yeah.
I just want to buzz. And I got my buzz. And
yeah.
I was happy.
So I did my 4 miles running down International Drive. A bunch of tourists also running along with me, which I thought was great. And then we went.
What was it like? What was it like running in Orlando and on iDrive?
Well, one, you know, you have to be careful because there's a lot of traffic, of people turning in and out of the restaurants and the hotels. But aside from that, I wasn't expecting to see that many runners along with me, both running up and down the side street, which I thought was kind of weird because it was like 6 o'clock. And normally you would want to run towards, you know, the later part of the evening, but
I don't know. Crazy is crazy. You got to keep your habits.
Yeah, well. But still, I had a good time with that. And then we did dinner that night.
At the Black.
Yeah.
The Angus.
Black Angus. Not the Black Anus.
Which you metaphorically chose to call it. But it was a good place. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I was a little tipsy. I don't remember my steak, but I think it was good.
Do you remember the waitress?
Christina.
Yes.
Who was Russian and scared me.
Yeah.
She had this look like, you did not finish your steak. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And then he took the last piece of the meat and stuck it in his mouth. See? It's a happy plate.
And they gave us a coup d'etat plate. Is that what it's called? An appetizer thing.
Which is
from the 70s.
Yeah.
Baby carrots, radishes,
and
gherkins.
Yeah.
Such weird things.
On ice. So.
I was happy.
So, do we play pinball that night?
Oh, you want to talk about the pinball? Kick your ass.
No, you didn't. We were playing Star Trek pinball and then Star Wars pinball both times. I kicked your ass.
You beat me 2 out of 3.
I kicked your ass. I kicked your ass.
By less than 500,000.
I kicked your ass. I kicked your ass! Here. Here's your ass. I kicked it.
That's not a kicking sound.
Well, I don't know how my foot sounded when I'm kicking your ass.
All right, you agree to a rematch.
Whatever. Anyway, so I got to beat you at pinball. And then after that, I think we called it a night.
I passed out.
Yeah, basically.
I'm like, I gotta take you to Twin Peaks. There's these hot chicks, and they're really kind and sweet.
Yeah,
and all right.
15 minutes, I'm gonna be asleep. In 15 minutes, I'll get up.
Yeah.
So he was hot for the rest of the night, and then I passed out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then next thing I know, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to the bathroom, and then I was looking at my time of my phone, and I'm like, "Where's Gene?" His bed was like empty, and I'm like, "Oh, maybe he's under the covers and the pillows over his face, like he can't breathe or he killed himself." You weren't there. And the next thing that's come through the door because he went to the car to get. Gatorade or smoking.
Yeah, I smoked a cigarette and got some Gatorade.
Yeah, and then I was like, what the hell? And then I went back to sleep, and then next day we just did Downtown Disney.
You got your, what are the cookies you love
so
much?
It's referred to as Anselmo cookies, but basically it's a white chocolate chip macadamia chocolate chip cookie. So, with raspberry swirls all over it. So, it's kind of a cool mixture.
It's your favorite thing. You love that thing.
Yeah, and I got my kids, you know, one of those gourmet apples, my wife, an oatmeal cookie. And that was basically the extent of my souvenir, because I'm going to be there.
You didn't get anything for yourself. How about that? You got your vacation.
Yeah, but I also looked at the stuff there. I'm like,
Ashley Eckstein's signature.
I was more happy with the food that I ate, the company I had, the pictures I took, and the cookies that I, and the crap that I bought, you know, to eat, the cookies and all that. So I was fine with
it. I didn't get any souvenirs for myself then, except the wasp figure. I was like, oh.
Yeah, the wasp figure and then your one ball. Your one light-up ball. That's
Death Star. Death Star.
Not Death Stars. What happened? It was an all accident.
I can still reproduce. But it's not going to come out right in the third movie. It's going to be right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right, so aside from that, we missed a lot of shit. But, you know, in fairness...
I can't believe... Peter Mayhew was there.
We saw them, but we didn't know about the shows.
Oh, and the parade, yeah.
Monty,
do you think they just, that's all they do? No.
Well, I know they were doing autograph, but I didn't know they were going to be in a separate show in which...
I had no idea, I'm a research guy.
But I'll be there next time.
And we'll do another podcast.
But it's a different cast that's going to be there, which I don't know anyone, in fairness, by name, so we'll see what happens. But at least I know what to look out for next time. So, but I think it was a great trip. I definitely want to do this again for next year.
Let's do a con.
A con?
Con! Oh, wait, sorry. Let me do the Zachary Quinto con. Con! No, I can't do it.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
It hurts.
It's sacrilegious.
I think I moved something.
Under your feet?
No.
All right. So, let's move on, finally, to X-Men. Oh, you gotta take a pee? A pee break?
You gotta go potty?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Alright, we'll be right back.
Thank God, cut that.
Alright, so we're going to be now talking about X-Men Days of Future Past, which we already kind of said ahead of time that we both like this movie, but we'll be talking more at length about what we thought about
it. This is a spoiler, it's not spoiler free, so there's going to be lots of spoilers. We're just going to talk about it because it was good. I think I really enjoyed it.
If anything, it brought the franchise back from certain doom, kind of like First Class did, after the horrendous X-Men Origin Wolverine. Was it called X-Men Origin?
It was.
Okay, it was called X-Men Origin. Jeez. And the...
Wolverine.
And then we had the Wolverine, which was...
The Wolverine!
The Wolverine, which was a little better, but honestly, X-Men 3 was not...
Painful. It was painful.
It was beyond painful. It was like we were being crucified. All the characters that we liked, dead, killed off.
But this movie saves it.
Basically, yeah.
It tells its own story. It plugs the holes.
And acknowledges things that have been done. I think one of the best scenes that I loved.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Wolverine is, of course, sent back to the past, and he's instructed to talk to the younger Charles Xavier to tell him about what's happening in the future. Of course, this Charles in the 70s is not hearing any of it from Wolverine. And then he brings up this line and said, you know, we sought you out once. In which it was Magneto and Professor X was looking for different mutants, and he threw back that line. He was thrown back at him, fuck off. And I thought, loved it. I was just exactly what I wanted to see. They brought it around, threw it back in his face, but it was brilliant. McAvoy, I thought, was great in giving this whole new dynamic to a character that was new and kind of refreshing. Even though it was in a dark place, there was such more emotion that I loved about from James McAvoy.
Well, I thought the thing about it that was interesting to me was that the way it tied together three movie franchises and really just pulled it all together. X-Men First Class, The Wolverine, and the X-Men series, which died as of X-Men 3, and it pulled it all together quite nicely.
Yeah. And if you're not familiar with the series, well, basically this is a comic book series that was written by Chris Claremont, who did the Phoenix Saga, and being comic book geeks, we know that the storyline is a little different. It's not Kitty Pryde.
Can't do it.
Right.
That's fine.
But
she's in it.
She's still in it. She's still actually part of the process. So I'm like, all right, we're fine with that. I can live with the fact that it's not Ellen Page, but it's Hugh Jackman that's being sent back to the past. And it was fine. We got the pre adamantium Wolverine with the bone claws.
From the Wolverine. And it made perfect sense. Charles Xavier's walking, but they explained it very well.
Right. And you buy it because it's like, oh, okay. It's logical because the medicine that he was taking to block out his sensory powers is killing one side, or at least nullifying one side, but allowing him the ability to walk. So he gives one talent for another, even though he doesn't want to walk.
I thought it was really very intelligent the way they put it in a timeline just ahead of X-Men First Class.
Right, which is about maybe 10 years.
10 years, sure.
So we saw the 60s in the X-Men First Class, 70s in this one, and I thought it was great. I had... Sleepy there?
I'm sorry.
I know, it's been a long day. It was just one of those movies that I'm like, you had a great cast, made even greater. I think Jennifer Lawrence really came up to bat as Mystique. They gave her more stuff to do.
I feel bad for Rebecca Romijn Stamos, though.
I know. And that's the other thing. It's like, you know, when we see her in sorry. And we see her in X-Men and X-Men 2. Really, a kind of a...
And X-Men 3.
Well, X-Men 3, we finally see the end of her with her powers. And, you know, Magneto being kind of a dick because she wants to save him. She got shot with the cure serum, and she lost all her abilities to change shape. And he was just basically, oh, fuck you, I gotta go. I got other things to do. I'm like, it was a cold-hearted thing. Kind of now putting in perspective about their history... That's messed up.
But I was happy that you can't trust Magneto.
Yeah.
No matter what, he's always got his own plan.
Yeah. And for a while, you know, you actually believed that it was Magneto and Professor X. Like, you know what? Despite our past differences, and yes, you know, we have fundamentally different ideas, we can still be friends. And they start playing chess together. It's like, yeah. I may be a little rusty, yeah, I'll still kick your ass. And so it was like you still felt their friendship for the most part, and you saw that in the latter part, and when they were kind of going back and forth from the future to the past, their relationship was kind of solid, and it was just one of those things, and I'm like, I'm so happy to see these two worlds be brought together in this one movie, to see their relationship. And even though in this movie, Magneto goes off in a different direction, it's still... brings back the errors, if we want to call it that, of what X-Men 3 and killing off characters altogether. Which, in fairness, we see Wolverine at the end being taken from the river bed in Washington.
And the storyline continues, as it was expected.
Right, with Stryker.
From X-Men 2.
Who's going to be using him as Weapon X, adding the adamantium and so forth. But the question I had, Jean and Scott die in Wolverine, in X-Men 3, are we going to see like that X-Men movie even?
No.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not referred to because the thing is that like Star Trek 2009, Everything that we see in this movie takes place before that. So it creates its own alternate timeline.
Okay.
And we're now following.
But it is following somewhat.
Well, I mean,
so basically
we're not told what time, when we go back.
1985!
We're not told what year it is.
Right, exactly.
Charles Xavier is in a more modern chair, so we assume it is current time.
Right, or at least the future enough where Wolverine has his gray hair. And he's more buff.
Yes. God, what? How do you train? His arms were so veiny. I was like,
yeah.
Wow, that's
scary. The whole when he wakes up, you know, in bed with this woman, you get to see his nude body, but it's like his muscles are just like rippling out of his own skin, and like, what the hell, man? He's like really flexing that as he's walking to the window. You know, and then showing his naked Wolverine ass, you know, I could have done with that, but it was just like, my God, he's just like pumped up with adrenaline because he could just see that.
12 years, you've earned your paycheck. That's fine.
Yeah, more than enough, man. My God. But it was fun to see him. Although I didn't, the one aspect I thought it would be interesting, the bone claws. He would be in pain.
But he doesn't really use the bone claws. Shit gets thrown at him. He has to fight. He's not really fighting. And yet, beg pardon, what is the standout moment of this movie? It's not Wolverine. It's not, I mean, Mystique. It centers on Mystique, but who's the standout character?
Yeah, it's Quicksilver. It's amazing. Goes back to the whole fanboy thing. You know, and we were watching even, what's her name from the Nerdist?
Jessica Chobot.
Right. How
she apologized.
She took a seat. I want to apologize first for, you know, being the worst thing about X-Men to being the best thing about X-Men. And honestly, he really, really added such a nice touch to that universe that's enjoyable for us as fanboys. I was so really happy with this. Because one of the things we're going to be dealing now is that we're now going to have the X-Men Quicksilver and now the Avengers Quicksilver. And we kind of talked about how is the two going to...
Yeah, Joss has a lot to live up to, and I don't know. I you know what? I don't mind waiting.
Yeah,
I don't mind the sporadic pauses between like Thor 2, which you hated. Winter Soldier, and this, even though it's a different studio, we completely skip over though Amazing Spider-Man 2 because
we don't want
it's not quality in our minds.
Yeah,
you may enjoy it. Fans, listeners, three of you, but not a cup of tea.
Or at least not this version yet. Who knows what's going to happen in the future, because I'm sure they'll have to reboot it again just to keep the damn license.
Do Ultimate Spider-Man. Do something else, please.
For God's sakes. Or make him Miles.
That's a big step.
Dr. Octavius, Superior Spider-Man. Who knows?
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
But that's too complex for...
Yeah, of course it is.
Another origin story.
Right,
because Peter Parker fought, and then he became old man.
They would never do that. That's too, like I said, too out there. But, one thing that I wanted to see more than anything else, and you like this character, is Colossus.
And I love Colossus.
But Colossus was just not really there for me.
No, you know, Colossus, I was surprised that your effects haven't gotten better since that 2000, whatever it was, X-Men 2.
Right.
Same effects, hair color doesn't change, he's just silver. We were impressed and shocked by the violence in the movie.
Yeah.
Comic book characters torn asunder.
And stepped on.
Yeah. We're like, is that his head? Oh!
I mean, granted, you're not going to see any blood being...
No, it's a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, so, but within that, I was even surprised, you know, from my taste, like, holy shit, they actually did that? But then they kind of jumped back into the past a few days ahead of time, so whatever happened never happened. So that was kind of like, oh, this is how we're going to solve our problem. We're going to jump really far into the past and prevent all this shit from happening. And that was fine. And I liked it.
Were you bored at all in the movie?
No, not at all. In fact, you know, I was happy to see, I forgot.
Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage. I love him a lot in Game of Thrones. So seeing him as Trasker, I really enjoyed his performance because he knows how to play this scene.
I was surprised. His performance was clean. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't have cable. I'd like to watch it, I guess.
You can, Gene. You just do it the R way.
But I was impressed with his performance.
Yes.
Like, what a little guy.
And one of the movies that I liked was In Bruges. It's a small film that he did.
With it, yes, yeah. I haven't seen it, but yes.
Oh my God, he's great in that. It's. If you haven't seen Peter before, definitely check out that
I'm
movie.
I'm just hoping you get everything you need in life, Peter, while you're here for your very short life.
Yeah. Really? Wow. You're really going to throw in the short comment.
You're a tall man, though, inside.
Tall in stature. Tall in nut size.
He's got three legs.
But I'm three legs. He's a tripod.
Kickstand boy. Okay, so...
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, one of the things that you were clapping about... towards the end of the climax, where...
So, an alternate reality where...
Yeah, the X-Men, the remaining mutants are putting up a final stand, so to speak. Not the X-Men final last stand, but in this movie, Storm is there, Bishop is there,
Colossus,
we have, what's his name, Warpath, which I had to look up his origin. Because I didn't understand his abilities. But Storm is really getting into it. She's throwing out lightning. And I'm like, finally, she's getting to do stuff. And you're clapping when she gets impaled in the back. And you're like, hey! And I was like, Gene, she's having a baby. You're clapping because she's getting a
That's
baby.
That's real life. It's not the same person. I'm doing Mission Impossible by Brian De Palma. I also clapped when the rest of us was impaled from an elevator. I was like, yay!
Like, man, that's fucked up.
People stared at me in strange ways, but...
Although there was a guy behind us that was snoring. I'm like, come on, how can you be sleeping to this damn movie? But he was a, I don't know, fat tub of lard, I guess. Jabba the Hutt type.
Pizza the Hutt.
He's going to send that for you! So you were clapping about that.
If you used me, I'm sorry. I'm not going to make excuses. She, come on. What happens to a toad when
I know, when lightning hits.
God, I'm sorry.
I know. It's.
Well, I don't know why you're in this franchise. I really don't know.
No. But if she was the Mohawk Storm, I think it'd be...
I would have given her points.
Okay. I think I would have done that too. Not the spiky hair. Give me the fucking mohawk. I want the spike collar on your neck.
You gotta have the Morlocks and everything else.
Whatever. I mean, it's the future. You can do anything. The one.
Your future's unwritten. It's whatever you want it to be. Whatever. Oh, God, it's so bad. Yeah. It's bad. Back to Future 3.
Bishop.
Hated him.
Which was kind of like.
You're there because it's a time travel story.
Right, and he's not even used in a time
no
travel.
No cable,
story.
Nothing. No, right. Just weird.
And basically, his power is that he can, I guess, use kinetic energy and convert it into some kind of laser power.
It makes no sense. I don't know. I don't even want to explore. I've read Days of Future Past.
Right, it's been a while since I've done that too. One character I did like, and you're like, it was Blink. Blink was really cool. And I can see a lot of people
or Portal!
Like, Portal playing Portal. But she's going to definitely be a high cosplay character.
Yeah, the figure they came out with, though, was years ago. It's
And then, of course, we get Beardy Iceman, and which was fine. And
he needs to eat, too.
Of course he needs to eat.
Ellen Page, yay!
Yeah, who is just basically...
Don't bother hitting on her.
Put God...
Don't even bother. Why? Well,
she liked the fishy.
She liked the fishy.
But basically, all her line was, you know, she gets injured in the movie while she's teleporting Wolverine's consciousness.
He spazzes out,
and he cuts her, and she's bleeding out. It's like, but she's not leaving this one position, and that's basically all that she does is just this one.
No, she runs Bishop through a few things in the beginning.
Okay, no. The very beginning, I think, is one of the coolest
action sequences
in a very long time.
I was like, wow, it's coming to the beginning of the Transformers the movie.
Yeah.
They're all going to die.
Yeah. And they do. Literally, they probably all die. But they erase it so it never happened. Perfect. And of course, the climax, that all gets erased because of Mystique's actions in which...
Jennifer Lawrence is unstoppable now.
Yeah, because she's definitely... If there was going to be a reason to do a Mystique spinoff movie...
It's because she chose it. She wanted it to happen.
And this movie proves that, that she's going to have that star power. Because she really was really hot in this movie. I love Mystique even more so in this movie because of her. It was just a lot more enjoyable with her character, what she puts into it.
I think that the overall the movie had an intelligent script. Mm-hmm. It does focus on Mystique a lot because it's her movie. She's the linchpin,
right?
Upon which the future rests,
right?
So it's all about her and what she does. And in the end, the final climactic scene is hers.
Mm-hmm.
By not pulling the trigger and shooting Dinklage,
right? Certain things go into different motion.
Yeah, and everything's different.
Right.
That's great. And the thing is, I liked it was a small picture. It was, you know, big budget, not too many things explode, but it was story-oriented, character-oriented, so it was fine.
Right. And Bryan Singer really needed to have this hit off because...
Yeah, we don't care if you've molested young children.
No, it's not
the
that.
The legal system will take
it's
care
not,
of
it. It's not that. It's his
I'm
other...
I'm sorry.
No. It's his other movies, Jack the Giant Slayer. And
Valkyrie.
And Valkyrie wasn't too bad.
Superman Returns.
Superman Returns. Oh, God. So he had... Not a great series of hits after leaving X-Men for a while.
But the X-Men is where he belongs.
Right. And it's this is a proven track for him. And it shows. It's masterfully showing on the screen.
I was very pleased that it completely erases X-Men 3.
Yeah. So
we were there. It was towards the end. Music is swelling.
And it's like, they got to show Gene. They got to show
Gene. Oh, please.
Show
Gene. Oh, please. Oh, please.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
I want to see Scott Summers.
Yeah, you're saying, I want to see Scott. I'm saying, oh, you got to see Gene. You got to show Gene. There's Rogue. You show Anna Paquin for like
two seconds.
There's a cameo.
There's Famke Janssen.
Yeah. Oh, there's a red hair.
Zanya on the top. There she is.
And she looked great. Oh, my God.
A lot better than she looked in Wolverine. The Wolverine! Well,
yeah, that she got killed over and over again. But there's Scott. And I'm like, this is awesome. I'm really happy that the universe is reset. Not reset in the sense of reboot, but the characters are back.
And what did you think about the teaser at the end of the film, sir? Did you understand it? It was a teaser for the Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's said to do, because Apocalypse does come from Egypt, ancient Egypt, I believe. Four horsemen in the background.
Right, and whatever this character is, it's putting together the pyramids a la Magneto's powers. So he does for metal, but it's, I guess this is a stone.
Well, not quite Magneto, but
that moves objects to put together.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since I've read that series. I don't know much of it other than the character Apocalypse, but...
You got a year and a half to read about it.
Which was odd that, you know, the movie wasn't out yet. And yet, Brian was like, we're going ahead, we're doing this. Apocalypse.
I think that's a bold move, and I trust him after this.
Yeah. But after that, where do we go with the X-Men franchise?
I find this fascinating because, again, this movie pulled together three franchises and combined particularly the fan-favorite X-Men First Class and the original X2/X3 cast.
Right.
Meld them together. And did wonderfully well. It healed. It was a great Band-Aid.
This thought just came to me just now. Considering how older Patrick Stewart and Ian is getting, do we pick up the series after Age of Apocalypse with...
You cast carefully.
With James McAvoy. Do we kind of start, not over again, but we do with the younger cast with them?
The classy way is let the actors choose.
Okay.
Patrick, Ian, do you think you can do another movie? Because we got Michael and James here.
Waiting in the wings.
Yeah, and it might be better. It's going to be different from the comic book, but that's okay. I'm sure, you know, James, how much is it going to cost for you to shave your head? I'm just wondering.
Get a ball cap. No, but it was great seeing again, I really have high praise for James McAvoy. Just because
I love Mr. Tumnus.
I've never been so engaged with his acting as much as I've seen him do with Professor X. I loved him in Wanted, up to the point in which the freaking mice
peanut butter with the mice.
Up to that point, I'm like, oh, fuck this. This is totally useless. But in Wanted, I loved his character because there are times when you feel like that and you want to take a keyboard and smash him with his face in and have the words fuck you appear. I love that. So for him to portray Professor X in the 60s, all suave, debonair, to this drugged out 70s kind of hippie style is such a great departure. It's not a repeat of a different character. It's just this continuous growth of a character.
It's a reimagining, a revision.
And because we never see Professor X like this. You know, they talk about sometimes in the books when he's walking and all that, but, you know, that's about it. He has the injury, but to show this kind of side to him, that's amazing.
And I'm glad that he got to share a scene with Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, they had to bridge the gap.
But you don't always do that, you know, like in Heat, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino never share the screen together.
Right.
And a whole bunch of other films.
Right. Missed opportunities.
Two main characters never meet.
Right.
All right, anyway, any other thoughts about...
No, it's just one of those... I saw Godzilla yesterday, and I was extremely happy with Godzilla. I'm extremely happy about X-Men, Days of Future Past. So, we're getting to the point where I think we're off to a good start for the summer movie season. However...
Limited, though you dip your nose into it, yes.
Yeah. However, I mean, there's still going to be Edge of Tomorrow, which is Tom Cruise's new movie coming out in 2 weeks.
I think it's... I love Tom Cruise. Well, not like that, but I like that he knows his job.
Right.
Your job is to take my $11 or $5.
And then he does a good job.
Entertain me. But this movie is so ill-timed and just the market.
Ill-timed for what?
This just summer blockbuster season is fighting for every dollar.
Well,
you may make a big gross box office for the first weekend, you know, because you're big and lots of explosions and exciting. But if it doesn't have legs...
It may have legs considering the Spider-Man 2... failed the second week to be number one again because it lost out to the R-rated Neighbors. I don't think there's anything else that's out there at that time, so I may have a week or two to still
maybe, but I don't know. It's weird the way the market is split up now.
Yeah.
The way that Hollywood studios, you know, well, we open over in Japan on the other side of the world this week, and then 2 weeks later, we're going to open up in the U.S. market.
Right, which is, if you're going to do it the R way, you can already get a copy ahead of time, so by the time it comes down to the legal way, you know, it kind of sucks because you would do it the other way around. Well, no, they used to release it all at the same time.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
And that was cool, but now, whatever. I mean, X-Men is doing great. It's done over 300 million worldwide. Of that, 100 and something...
111, I think.
It's going to be
for
just in the U.S.
For more than a weekend, yes.
Yeah. So, already going to have a great... blockbuster, not a surplus, but a good amount of money already being banked.
But not going to Disney, which is
not going to Disney. Still, I mean, Frozen was like the number one
animated. Yeah, but my question to you, sir, is this: you saw a trailer, even though you tried to avoid them, for Guardian of the Galaxy.
It still leaves me flat. The Hooked on a Feeling song. Every single time they start playing that. And you see the Guardians of the Galaxy logo comes up, and I'm like, I'm just not getting that connection. How this is funny.
Then what movie are you excited about this summer? I'm excited about Maleficent and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Maleficent definitely is going to get, I think that's going to be actually the week after Edge of Tomorrow.
It's next weekend.
No, you're right.
It's this week. Pretty sure.
Okay.
This week.
All right, so we got Maleficent and then Edge of Tomorrow. After, I really don't think there's much out there.
I don't care, yeah.
Guardians?
Till Guardians of the Galaxy.
No,
first.
I can
but
do...
But that's this June. It's not even June yet.
I know, and I'm thinking we're done. We may get a couple of hits, surprise hits, but not a blockbuster, a must-watch, like, Avatar movie that stays out there forever. I don't think we're going to get that.
Yeah, but Avatar for me was just, it was just groundbreaking, pioneering for technology.
No, no, I know, but...
Not quite story. Story was okay, but...
No, you know, remember how Titanic came out and it was out forever? It was just staying out there. I'm like, what the hell, man?
Teenage girls.
You know how the ending's going to be, but yet you still watch this movie. And then I see it and I'm like, I get it. I get it. I don't think any summer movie is going to have that.
Kate Winslet's breasts in 3D on IMAX.
Her boobs are here, here, and here.
Her areolas are here.
Oh, God.
All right.
Stop there. Let the rest of our imagination wander off the podcast. All right. So, other than that, I think we had a great time watching X-Men. There is definitely a hope for this franchise to continue in light of Marvel doing their movie stuff.
Bryan Singer has redeemed himself.
Finally. But we'll see what happens because, you know, we're going to get really crowded in the next couple of years with Justice League movie coming out after the Batman Superman.
Oh, we haven't discussed Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Justice. We'll be talking about that for a while because it's not coming for almost another 2 years. So we'll be waiting.
Great name there, Warner Brothers.
Dawn of Justice!
Why didn't you call it prequel to Justice League? Where Henry loses his prime draw. He was going to be an A-list star. Now you're just...
They have to rush the game. That's it. I know. At least they didn't call it the Dawn of the Super Friends.
I would have liked that better, I think.
Really? The Dawn of the Super Friends? Wow.
I'm a big fan of Super Friends. And Jaina. Okay, so...
And Jaina. Not Wendy.
No, Wendy did it for me.
I kind of did with the brunette hair.
You like brunettes.
Yeah.
So, Marianne or Ginger?
It's Ginger. No, Marianne.
Nah.
Yeah.
Pot smoking Marianne?
She made pie.
Want her pie?
Who wouldn't want to have some of her pie? And she still looks great.
Don Wells. Yay.
I like her pie. All right. So,
to say.
That's all we got to say. Except, good night, Gene.
Good night, Monty. Thank you.
All right. So, hopefully, we'll do another podcast soon, which, unfortunately, I don't know because our schedules are going to be kind of crazy. You're working, sort of, part time. And
working part time at the Five and Dime.
Yeah.
My boss is Mr. McGee.
Oh, God.
Tell me several times.
No, Raspberry Beret. Prince. Jeez Louise. So, depending on his schedule and then my schedule,
leisurely.
I may be doing some solo podcasts, but we'll see what happens. Or if I can get internet one day, we can start doing this.
3 years on internet.
Don't get me started. I may not even have a job in the next couple of months. Freaking library. All right. So, I hope you liked the podcast. Let us know what you thought. You can email us at themonstersci-fi show@gmail.com. You can find me or the page on Facebook, The Monster Sci-Fi Show on Facebook. Twitter, if you want to send me a tweet, that's M-O-N-S-T-S-Y.
Oh my God.
M-O-N-S-T-E-R-S-Y-F-Y Show is my Twitter handle. And I spelled that for a reason because sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I was just too long. Does that make sense? Blame Twitter.
It's not going to make dollars for you.
No.
So, yeah, it's just gonna
that's make- right. I'm not making any money now, so it's no different then. So on that note, good night, everyone. Stay rebellious. What was the last line?
No, stay rebellious, my friends.
Oh, stay rebellious. Because, you know, Gene didn't like my whole sci-fi from a certain point of view.
Wow, you can't even remember your catchphrase. Okay.
It's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm really tired, Gene.
Yes, Grandpa. Get your Geritol and go to bed.
Fuck you. All right. Good night.